Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen is the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org, an organization that, and a person, Karen, is pound for pound. Nobody works harder for small business than she does. I've been saying that for a long time. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for 14 and a half years. How about that, folks? Let's talk about dedication to small business. And she's our good friend Karen. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good to be here.
Always
great
a pleasure
to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Thank you so much for all the work that you do for small business. I would like to get your opinion. Now, you're there inside the Beltway. You're going best two falls out of three with the policymakers on behalf of small business. Where does Ryan stack up as your choice for Romney's VP?
You know, I didn't really have a front runner a choice.
You didn't have a short list?
No, you know, I had a short list, but I think, you know, I think there were a lot of people that he was considering that had, you know, different attributes that they would bring to the position, whether it was governors, who I think a lot of the governors, you know, had terrific track records and, you know, great leadership skills and would have made fine VPs. And I think you know, Ryan is a bold choice. It's an exceptional choice.
Why is he a bold choice?
Well, I think you know, first of all, you know, I think because of his precisely what he's being attacked for in terms of Romney naming him.
He's got a record, doesn't he?
He's got a record, but he's very specific, you know, about you know, his policy proposals, his budgetary framework.
He's a reformer.
He's a reformer, but it's the truth, Jim, and that's and that's why I think it is it's a good choice. It's an interesting choice, and Paul Ryan is the person to explain why the U.S. needs to make those structural changes to its entitlement programs if we're going to survive as a country in terms of fiscally and economically. So, and he's been able to do so in a heavily Democrat district in Wisconsin, because he tells the truth, because he is authentic, and he has a way of explaining.
I think that's something that people are going to like about this ticket. I don't think Romney is not authentic. I think he's authentic, but I just think that Ryan brings an extra shot of authenticity that whether you agree with him or not, you're not going to dislike him.
Exactly. That's what people liked about Reagan, and I'm not, you know, Ronald Reagan, and I'm not comparing Ryan to Reagan.
Right.
But as you know, Jim, during those years, people could disagree with Ronald Reagan, but they really did like him because of his authenticity, and, you know, there was very
That's hard to attack, isn't it?
You know, it is, and I think, and you can't attack the facts. I mean, you know, if someone's got the facts on their side, Jim, that's very, very powerful, and I will say, you know, I've known Paul for quite a long time before, you know, he was a member of Congress when he worked for, you know, Jack Kemp at Empower America. And he's a fine person. Not only is he a scholar, but he is a gentleman. I mean, he really is just a good, solid guy. And he is very, very smart. But more than that, he is a really good person.
I like what you said about honesty. And here's what I think you meant about that. Folks, we're going to find out this year, between the next 90 days, Karen, we're going to find out how much America is willing to listen to the truth. Because Ryan, whether you agree with him or not, the things that Ryan and Romney are going to talk about are the real issues that America is facing, and we're going to find out whether America can handle it. Can handle the truth. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, I agree. And we need a leader who's going to be able to handle that. As you know, President Obama put together his fiscal commission to come up with ideas, to come up with a a strategy, a framework, if you will, for addressing entitlements and the fiscal crisis that we're facing. But he didn't even endorse, let alone embrace the ideas of that commission. And because politically what he was afraid of. And you know that, and that, and you know, that's really, you know, quite sad, because there was an opportunity, I think, for the president, you know, to make a difference and begin to open a bipartisan dialogue about how we move, you know, back to fiscal sanity.
Well, and I hate to say it, I feel like I'm just reporting this, folks, because it's a matter of public record. It's an indication. I think what you just said is an indication of what an ideologue the president is.
Right, and Jim, I mean, it's just, it's astounding the fiscal situation our country's in, and we need to attack it, and we need a leader. He will do
which that. President Obama didn't cause all of it, but he's the guy we've counted on to fix it, or to start fixing it over the last 4 years. We're going to talk about some small business issues after these messages with Karen Kerrigan. 20 Tales, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.